Righto. And good morning, Joe. Sorry. But answered your question, didn't say good morning. I didn't know Anthony has one of those. So there's another, thumbs up for it. But, I'll tell you what. I've got a Yaesu 400, and that just sits at home. And it's nice. It's got that big, that pretty big screen, which is kind of cool. It doesn't weigh a whole lot more than the 500. In fact, I think it's a little lighter, but it's bigger because, they went tall. It's not quite as wide, but it's taller, and so it gives it a much bigger screen. That was a great radio. Got a couple of quirks, that I don't notice anymore, but other than that, I like that one rule. Like, you can only do digital on the top and APRS on the bottom or something like that. Just weird things you get used to. Then, of course, the fact that it doesn't have memory banks, but that seems to be a Yaesu. They're doubling down on that. I just can't believe a radio with 1,000 memories doesn't have banks. But, the 400 I like real well. I use that one at home. Nice big color display. That's one thing I like about the Yaesu. The displays are very easy to read. Particularly for me, I've got the, I can't remember if it's near or far sighted, far sighted, that means my far sighting is good or my far sighting is bad, near sighted, does that mean my near sighted is good? My far is bad? I don't know, but I can't see up close. So when the radio is right there in your face on the, on the windshield, it's nice that the Yaesu has got that big clear display. I don't really need my glasses. Old people 101.
One last comment, K4CYQ.
Go ahead, Joe.